Matt Moore is one of five Democratic U.S. House candidates on the August 28th primary ballot. He came to Alaska in 1987 working with an oil field service firm. Moore says he decided to run for Congress this year because he sees opportunities that have been missed. One example he gave is additional federal funding for the Alaska Marine Highway System.
The ferry system could be part of the Department of Transportation, and we could be eligible for funds for that. Now, I know in the past he had done some earmarking, but to get direct funding for it, I would have thought before, 38 years had elapsed that we'd have been able to do that before.
Moore says federal involvement also could help push forward with a gas pipeline for rural residents.
We've always thought of gas pipelines as running from north to south, but really we need to think of those as being from sources to places of need, and no one's really pushed that. And so we have places out in Bush, Alaska, and in interior Alaska as well, where we don't have very good sources for energy.
Moore says Alaska should use and add to our resources here rather than ship the raw materials, as well as develop new markets. He said that as Alaska's representative, he would be able to help find new directions for the state. Moore said he's in Ketchikan to hear about local concerns such as timber, fishing, and tourism. He says his business background sets him apart from the other Democrats on the August 28th ballot.
What I've been doing since 92 was running my wife's medical practice. And in 2000, I opened up a business. I do consulting with other physicians and teach them how to run their businesses more efficiently. I also have a degree in geology. And so the amount of work that I've done up on the slope before, knowing what we're going to be doing in the future, I think it's going to be one of those things that's going to be very helpful.
Moore says he'd like to take on Don Young.
I kept on watching this fellow and saying, he's representing me. And hear him say, I represent all Alaskans, and I'm not seeing him do that. If you look at where he gets the majority of his donations from, it's out of state. So at that point I said, well, if he's been doing this for 38 plus years and the mean age of an Alaskan is 38 years, I think it's time for a change. That, and I don't like being told what to do.
Moore took exception to Young's repeated argument that seniority matters.
I think that was a good argument that held water maybe 8 years or so ago. But now when you look at it and you look at what committees he's on and which ones he chairs, the only one that he chairs right now is the Subcommittee for Indian Affairs. And so his power has gone. He's reached his zenith and he's passed it. So I think he's actually on the decline in his career.
Moore says that if elected, he would look carefully at federal spending, particularly when it comes to military action. He says wars are expensive but not always productive. He says he also would push for transferring more military bases to Alaska because it would be strategically beneficial. He says he supports President Obama in the general election.
It's interesting because there's one candidate that I think very few people can identify with, and he's the challenger. I have a tough time identifying with him in any way, shape, or form. I think he's brought up a few good issues. And then I look at a president who is trying his best that was given a stacked deck.
While in Ketchikan, Moore will meet with people at the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Hall, tour the hospital and shipyard, travel to Metlakatla, and talk with visitors at Saturday's Blueberry Arts Festival. The other Democratic House candidates are Deborah Chestnut of Fairbanks, State Representative Sharon Cisna of Anchorage, Don Urquidy of Eagle River, and Frank Vondesar of Homer. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.